know, we can sort this out reasonably.
I ought to kill you now, you good for nothing.
Wait, will you? What kind of man are you to call me good for nothing? You don't know me.
Aye, well, you might be right. But look at all this. I'll be betting you didn't work your palms red raw for it all, eh? Probably not even broken sweat since you last wiped your dunkard feet on a servant.
Well, that's because it's not mine, and I don't have any servants. My two companions, Nick and Rob, would be outraged if I tried to make them cook dinner. And frankly, as neither of them are very good at it, it's usually me wearing the big white hat and donning the hilarious boobies apron around the TARDIS. You should try my pork stuffed peppers.
Are you some kind of madman?
With respect, I'm not the one waving a hunting pistol about.
No, he's not a madman. He's my friend. Now let him go, whoever you are.
Now this is more like it. The lady of the house.
You abhorrence! Look at you. No grace, no decorum. Your clothes reek of fish.
I'm a fisherman.
Rosalind, I think perhaps you should find out why this gentleman is here. He looks like he could use a nice cup of tea.
He's here because he broke in through my window, and that, Doctor, tells me all I need to know. As for tea, you expect me to waste my best china on this foul-smelling docker.
Why, you stuck up!
What's happened to you, Rosalind? The girl I knew 30 years ago would never have been so judgmental. I'm ashamed to have known you.
You're all the same. Rich upper class dictators.
Put that gun down.
That sounded like a gun. Remember what I said? This is all too predictable. A theft and a death, I predicted. Well, we've had the theft.
And now the gunshots.
Rob, I think somebody's just been murdered. Michaels! Rusty! I mean, Lord Cheshire! What's going on?
A foolish accident on my part, sir. I was polishing the pistols when one of them went off. It must have been a bullet left in the barrel. It's most fortuitous that nobody was hurt. However, the chandelier was not so lucky.
Yeah, it does look a bit cream-crackered.
Indeed, sir.
Never mind the blasted chandelier. You frightened me half to death, you oaf! There I was, catching up on a bit of Holmes, when I hear a sound like a bally thunderclap outside.
Well, you're all right, aren't you? No harm done.
So you were in your room during the accident, Lord Cheshire?
Well, yes, but what about my nerves, dear boy? Oh, I'm all a shiver with the shock.
I think his lordship could do with a stiff one in the drawing room.
Oh, too right.
Rob.
Please excuse us, gentlemen. Follow me, your lordship.
Yes, of course.
Well, how about that? Perhaps you were wrong about the death after all.
I'm not so sure, Rob.
What? Why not?
You heard him. He said one shot was fired.
Yeah?
So why did we hear two?